Hello, and welcome to my first episode of Underrated Movies. I'm Mary Claire King, and I will be discussing which movies I think deserve more recognition than they actually received. The first one I'm going to be talking about is The Master of Disguise. It's a movie that was made in 2002. It was directed by Perry Andelin Blake, who was also the production designer for both Around the World in 80 Days and The Do-Over. On IMDb, the movie is described as an Italian waiter fights off criminal masterminds with inherited powers of disguise. The main character is played by Dana Carvey, whose character's name is Pistachio Disguisey. Jennifer Esposito plays Jennifer Baker, who is Pistachio's partner and then turned into girlfriend, wife. They develop a relationship through the movie. And then Harold Gold plays Grandpa Disguisey, who was known for the Golden Girls. And then Brent Spinner plays Devlin Bowman. He's also known for the TV show Star Trek Next Generation. And Maria Canales plays Sophia, who is known for being the mom of on Wizards of Waverly Place. And then just fun fact, Dylan and Cole Sprouse play a young Pistachio, and they were known for being in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and then Cole Sprouse is currently in Riverdale. Now, some cool celebrity appearances happen in the movie because of the Disguisey family are a family of masters of disguise. They are all masters of disguise. And Bo Derek, Michael Johnson, who is an Olympic gold medalist, Jessica Simpson, and Jesse Ventura, who is a retired wrestler and politician, they all make appearances in the movie because they were being used. Their celebrity appearance was being used to rob monuments and expensive artifacts by Devlin Bowman. So Pistachio's father ends up being kidnapped and used by Devlin Bowman to disguise himself as these people, so that way they could steal artifacts and then try to sell them on the black market. And the way Devlin Bowman is forcing him to do this is by taking his wife hostage and drugging her and making her seem like she's just in the kitchen just cooking when she can just be killed at any second. Anyway, the ratings for this movie were not that good. On IMDb, it got a 3.3 out of 10, and then on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a whole 1% with 32% of the audience actually liking it. The budget for this movie was actually $16 million, and then it made $40.4 million in the U.S. alone. I like this movie so much because I just watched it growing up and with my family, like with all my siblings, and we always just thought it was so funny, and we just have great memories of watching it together and quoting it randomly. But I think it's really disappointing from when I just quote it and no one knows what I'm talking about, because it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious, but a lot of people don't think it is. But a cool thing is that Dana Carvey actually created his own characters in the movie. So that just kind of, I just think that's really cool, because if he has the creativity to make all of these characters and play every single one by himself, then that's just impressive. Like, it's just really impressive to have that much confidence in yourself and be able to pull that off. So I also think that really put like his characterization skills on display for just everyone to see and just to show people kind of what he's got. As if he didn't do that already on Saturday Night Live, I guess he just wanted to prove himself even more. But he was known for being able to transform himself. And the whole point of the movie was him trying to transform himself into all these different characters so that way he could fight crime. It's crazy, but it's so cool. It's really funny. It's really funny too. So like in one scene while they're investigating, they're trying to find out who took his father, and it was Devlin Bowman. But the way they found out was because he smoked a certain kind of cigar made by the Turtle Club. And so when they go to the Turtle Club, Pistachio dresses up, and one of the characters is a turtle. He makes himself go into a turtle suit, like full on shell, but also wearing a suit, like a green suit, with a bald cap. Like his nose looks like a snapping turtle's jaw, like the top jaw, so it's pointed and rounded. And he just talks like a turtle and is confused as to why they're not letting him in. And he's just like, "Am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?" When he looks like an actual turtle. And it's really funny. He bites off someone's nose. And another point that I thought was really funny is that they slap instead of punch. So the disguisees only use open hand fighting and not the punching. So you're just watching a movie with these fight scenes that are strictly slapping scenes. And they're just all slapping each other. Like people go in to punch Pistachio or like his grandpa or his father, and they dodge it and just slap the other guy. And then another funny point was that Devlin Bowman, every time he laughs, it's childish, but every time he laughs, he farts and he can't control it, so it'll just be like him doing his evil laugh, and then he'll just fart out of nowhere. It's obviously it's not a movie to take very seriously, which I think critics took too seriously. It's supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be some gigantic spiraling, mind-boggling like plot and all this stuff. It's just funny, and I think the content is the best part of it. Even though it is really childish, I personally believe that it's a really funny movie, and that critics took it way too seriously. But that's my first episode. I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll listen to me more, but hopefully I get better at this.